Despite all the coddling, Jobs at times almost went crazy. He chafed at not being in control, and he sometimes hallucinated or became angry. Even when he was barely conscious, his strong personality came through. At one point, the pulmonologist tried to put a mask over his face when he was deeply sedated. Jobs ripped it off and mumbled that he hated the design and refused to wear it. Though barely able to speak, he ordered them to bring 5 different options for the mask, and he would pick a design he liked. The doctors looked at Powell, puzzled. She was finally able to distract him so they could put on the mask. He also hated the oxygen monitor they put on his finger. He told them it was ugly and too complex. He suggested ways it could be designed more simply. He was very attuned to every nuance of the environment and objects around him, and that drained him, Powell recalled. One day, when he was still floating in and out of consciousness, Powell's close friend, Catherine Smith, came to visit. Her relationship with Jobs had not always been the best, but Powell insisted that she come by the bedside. He motioned her over, signaled for a pad and pen, and wrote, "I want my iPhone." Smith took it off the dresser and brought it to him. Taking her hand, he showed her the swipe to open function and made her play with the menus.